And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons, and said, Who are these? And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched, and David beheld the place where Saul lay, and Abner the son of Ner, the captain of his host. And Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. And God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, the Lord beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, It is enough, stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. If I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness, I beheld the transgressors, and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. I looked on my right hand, and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Held among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because, though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor, that when I asked of them, could answer a word. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord, and by his fierce anger. Upon this I awaked, and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire. From the appearance of his loins even downward, fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered, the perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. With men this is impossible. But with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter, and straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph beheld where he was laid. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, And he beheld him and said, What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him, and said, This man was also with him. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. Then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a And when he'd opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And I beheld, and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon.